Good day. This is the Market Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 60 for Thursday, September 13th. I'm Dave Sims. The ICE Futures canola market finished lower on Thursday, weighed down by technical selling and uncertainty about the state of the crop. On the charts, canola was anywhere from $1 to $2 lower, with the November contract checking in at $489.90 a ton. That's down $1.80. Cold and wet weather across the prairies has slowed down the harvest. Concerns over frost and cold weather in Alberta has cast doubt as to the actual size of this year's crop. Investors are already looking ahead to September 19th. That's when Statistics Canada will be releasing a production report using satellite imagery. Losses in the Chicago Board of Trade soy complex also undermine prices today. However, the front month November contract received some technical support and demand for canola remains steady. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 cents weaker, with the November contract checking in at $8.33 a bushel. The market continued to feel pressure from the size of the carryout. According to the USDA, 845 million bushels of soybeans are on the books for 2018-19, and that was a lot higher than expected. China and the U.S. are still at odds when it comes to trade. Mexico, though, purchased 108,000 tons of soybeans for the 2018-19 season. Corn was chopping around unchanged, with the December contract at $3.50 a bushel. Futures were weighed down by yesterday's USDA forecast, which called for yields of 181.3 bushels an acre. Most traders had the yields pegged at just 176 to 178, so yesterday's total came as a big surprise. Harvest is going relatively slowly in key parts of Nebraska, Kansas, and Missouri. Chicago wheat was 8 to 9 cents lower, with the December contract at 497. The wheat market turned lower with speculative selling, and the front month contract broke below the 5 bucks a bushel mark. In yesterday's report, the USDA bumped up its estimate for wheat production in Russia. That's bad news for U.S. exporters, as weakness in the Russian currency makes their wheat very cheap right now. The upside appears pretty limited. So that's a look at the ICE Futures markets for Thursday, September 13th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Dave Sims.